testing out the audio. Welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this. Our mission is to help make sure we don't overlook the good in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to talk about listening. Yes, listening, because one of the ways that we pay attention to systems and people that we often don't recognize is by looking at the world around us and then realizing that it contains a lot of lessons that all we have to do is start opening our eyes to pay attention to. Now, I often do this with my children, and I do this with my nephews when I take them places that are unfamiliar to them and try to show them the stories that are around us, right? So in nature, we can see the story of whatever is around us. Once you know how to look, once you understand how plants grow and how rocks erode and other things like that, you can see a wonderful, beautiful story if you slow yourself down enough to look and to listen and to observe. And so today we're going to be talking a little bit about listening, because there was an experience yesterday where I was able to see something that was very familiar to probably a lot of us, although we don't necessarily recognize it. So the situation was Main Street, USA, Walt Disney World, during a very busy holiday time of year, and a young child, probably the age of 8 or 9, calling frantically for their father to be able to find him in the store. Now, the kid wasn't crying, but he was moving with a purpose to the last location where he saw his father. So he was moving northbound, right in the store, when typically at that time of day people are moving southbound through the store to find where his dad was at, his the last location that he remembered seeing his dad. And while he was doing that, he was calling out, you know, "Dad, where are you? Dad, where are you? Dad, where are you? Dad, where are you?" And when you call that out so quickly and so often, right, you don't take the time to listen. So this brings up the question for me in my life, and the question for you guys today is, do we take the time to listen when we are asking for something, when we are in need of something, right? Do we take the time to notice the answers that are around us? Do we pause to see that the nature around us and the environment around us may be trying to provide us the lessons that we need to learn or the answers that we're seeking for, but we don't often take the time to look? Now, in my life, one of the things I've grown up with is the prompting to read your scriptures daily, right? Because I grew up in a religious home, and I've carried on in that particular faith. Now, we may not share the same scriptures, we may not share the same desire to read scriptures, but taking a few moments out of our day to pause and reflect, to gather words of wisdom wherever they might come from, depending on our beliefs, can be really important in helping us reset and reframe and refocus and be able to see the answers that are around us. Now, what was also interesting about that story is I was able to be there for the part of it where the dad did hear his son, and he was calling back out. And again, the son was calling out so much that he didn't hear his dad. And so his dad had to chase him quite a ways through the store to be able to reconnect with him. And both were grateful for that reuniting. And that was really good and important for them to have. All right, so I've missed out. This is the Light the World update for you guys. So Light the World is a program that our church does, which encourages people to follow the life of Jesus Christ and his example. Now, whether that is a part of your faith or not is up to you. However, the world can always use people who are more kind. And so Light the World gives us daily promptings to be more kind and to do more things. So there are two Light the World updates I owe you guys. One of them is to post something kind about folks on social media. And I felt that I did that with my previous episode on Don Rosa and the Uncle Scrooge episode. And so that's kind of my way of doing that there. Again, his editor hasn't reached back out to me to say thank you for that, because I'm sure they get that a lot. And well, they should. The Don Rosa comics with Uncle Scrooge were awesome and wonderful. And yesterday I got to meet some more Scrooge fans because they had an opportunity for us to gather together. And that was really neat to see. Now, Light the World yesterday was about giving blood. And unfortunately, I am not in a position where I can give blood. I've spent way too much time living outside the United States that I'm not able to give blood. Also, since we do like to look at people and systems that we often take for granted, that sometimes means when I do look at people and systems, I don't find them being perfect all the way around. You know, so the blood donation process is wonderful, magical, and miraculous that we have blood ready and able to meet the needs, for the most part, of people in lots of different communities in the United States as well as around the world. And isn't it awesome that we live in an era where that happens? Right, where there's a ready supply for any traumatic event of the right type of blood to be able to take care of people. What an amazing, wonderful thing that exists out there. But it's not perfect. And one of the things that I've noticed when I wasn't able to give blood, but I was still able to look at the system, is I noticed that the Red Cross and other agencies that take blood donations actually sell the blood back out. And so by the time it gets to a bill for the person who's receiving that blood, it's not simply a free gift, right? The processing fees and other fees like that may be worth debating about whether or not they are the right amount based upon how our healthcare system is constructed and how it pays for things. So while we may be asked to donate blood, and that may be a good thing for that system, I would really love it if we could change that system to actually reflect the prices for the people who are donating it. And instead of donating, I prefer that it was sold. And that doesn't mean that I'm mean or cruel or think that everything ought to have a cost. From the perspective of gouging the person at the end of it, I would rather just see that cost actually be reflected. So instead of it being a donation, right, with an unknown cost, it could actually have a price associated with it. And therefore, we would be able to know how to have it priced at the end of the whole transaction or supply chain. So that's me. That's the way I look at the world. It's not perfect, but isn't it a miracle that we live in the age where this system exists? And it's not perfect, and that doesn't keep me from appreciating it. And I don't walk around criticizing it all day long. I just notice that it has opportunities to be more aligned with my thinking, and I'm going to share that with this audience here. So my Light the World update, I wasn't able to donate blood. I appreciate all those who did, because you are participating in a system that, while I believe it has opportunities to improve, right, you were able to participate in a system that helps people in so many different ways. It saves lives. And that's way cool that that system exists and functions. So today's Light the World update will come to me over a text message. And then you guys can sign up for that as well. You can look up Light the World and be able to sign up for those daily text messages that will encourage you to do something small, right? Because giving blood, relatively speaking, for the benefit it provides is pretty small, right? It's an hour or so out of your time, and at the end of it, somebody's life is saved. That is a way cool way to spend an hour. And some of the other prompts have been a little less time consuming, at least for my skill level. So I'm looking forward to the next prompt, which should be coming my way in an hour or so, and I hope you guys will as well. All right, so that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This is the part where, if you're still listening, I remind you guys to like and subscribe and tell you that this podcast can be delivered to your favorite device by using subscribe. That's why it's there. We want you to subscribe to it so it can be delivered to your favorite device. Now, the most links for subscription are over at parkingthought.com. And that finally, I need to always ask you guys to remember that in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?